Ezekiel chapter 17. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying this: Son of man, put out a riddle, and speak a parable to the house of Israel, and say, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, A great eagle with great wings, long-winged and full of feathers, who has diverse colors, came to Lebanon and took the highest branch of the cedar. And he cropped off the top of his young twigs and carried it into the land of Canaan, and he set it in a city of merchants. And he also took of the seed of the land and planted it in a fruitful place, and he placed it by great waters and set it like a willow tree, and it grew and became a spreading vine of low stature, whose branches turned toward him, and the roots of it were under him. So it became a vine, and brought forth branches, and shot forth sprigs. There was also another great eagle with great wings and many feathers, and behold, this vine did bend her roots toward him, and shot forth her branches toward him, so that he could water it by the furrows of her plantation. It was planted in a good soil by great waters, so that it could bring forth branches, and so that it could bear fruit, so that it could be a goodly vine. Say then, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Will it prosper? Will he not pull up the roots of it, and cut off the fruit of it, so that it withers? It will wither in all the leaves of her spring, even without great power or many people to plug it up by the roots. Yes, look and behold, planted will it prosper. Will it not utterly wither when the east wind touches it? It will wither in the furrows where it grew. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this: Say now to the rebellious house, Do you not know what these things mean? Tell them, Look and understand, the king of Babylon is come to Jerusalem, and has taken the king of it, and the princes of it, and led them with him to Babylon. And he has taken from the king's seed, and made a covenant with him, and has taken an oath from him. He has also taken the mighty of the land, so that the kingdom might be base, so that it might not lift itself up, so that by keeping of his covenant it might stand. But he rebelled against him in sending his ambassadors to Egypt, so that they might give him horses and many people. Will he prosper? Will he escape who does such things? Or will he break the covenant and be rescued? As I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, surely in the place where the king dwells that made him king, whose oath he despised and whose covenant he broke, even with him in the midst of Babylon he will die. Neither will Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company make for him in the war, by casting up mounts and building forts to cut off many persons, seeing that he despised the oath by breaking the covenant when he had given his hand and has done all these things. He will not escape. For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, as I live, surely my oath that he has despised and my covenant that he has broken, even it will I recompense upon his own head. And I will spread my net on him, and he will be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, and I will plead with him there because of his trespass that he has trespassed against me. And all of his fugitives with all of his bands will fall by the sword, and they who remain will be scattered toward all the winds. And you'll know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, I will also take some of the highest branch of the high cedar, and I will set it. I will crop off from the top of it his young twigs, a tender one, and I will plant it on a high mountain and eminent. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it will bring forth boughs and bear fruit and be a goodly cedar, and under it will dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches of it will they dwell. And all the trees of the field will know that I, Yahweh, have brought down the high tree, and I have exalted the low tree, and I have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, Yahweh, have spoken, and I have done it. End of chapter.